So you're 40 years old. You're close to 40 years old. You're over 40 years old, but you're trying to lose weight. Well, today we're going to talk about navigating weight loss after 40. Here we go.
Hey everyone, this is a podcast about fitness and improving your life. We're going to offer the best tips to help you get to your goals. You know what, DJ? It's time to start the show. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's your host, Andrew Bustos with the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. It's so great to see your smiling face. Whatever you're doing in the world, hope you're doing great, hope you're doing good, hope you're conquering your life. Let's talk about it. Welcome. So, as you know, I have a Achilles that is fixed now. I ruptured it about 6 weeks ago. It's been a month since I had surgery. And I'm feeling pretty good. I'm walking on in a boot. I'm walking on it. So it's feeling pretty good. I'm not too stoked because I recently just got a little infection. Not inside, but it's on top of the skin. So I had to take some antibiotics and I got pushed back another week. So I'm not too pumped about that. But you know, that's just how life goes. That's what happens. You have setbacks, but it's how you bounce back from them. My workouts are going really great. I'm doing a lot of upper body with some lower body as far as like doing a leg press, but most of my workouts are upper body workouts. And recently I started doing some dead hangs. Literally, you just hold on to a bar and you hang from the bar, a pull-up bar, and you hold for as long as you want. I can't really stretch out my back as much as I like because I can't move with my Achilles that is healing as much as I'd like, but it's feeling pretty good. So I'm excited. So whatever setback that you're having right now, I hope that you are pushing through. I hope that you are conquering it. I hope that you have a good mindset. I think mindset is a big thing when it comes to injury, when it comes to failure, when it comes to successes too, is where is your mind? Where do you put your mind, your thoughts? I know for me this week has been tough. It's been a challenge for me as far as mentally. I haven't been the most positive person just because it's hard. Right now, it's really hard. It's hard going through this. It's hard feeling this. It's hard feeling like my legs will never be strong again. It's hard to think that my leg is completely just like skin and bone, really, to me. I know there's muscle underneath, but there's not very much. It has depleted a lot. So staying positive with that, knowing that, being neutral in the thinking process, knowing that it will come back one day. It will. This is just a blip in life. It's just hard because when you go from very, very active, doing great, doing all these things to not really hardly doing anything, it's tough. It's tough for my mentality because I am a very active person and this has really been a huge setback. But enough about me. Let's talk about what we need to talk about, and that's navigating weight loss after 40. But I really do appreciate all of you that have sent messages, that have reached out, that have been so positive in going through this, and it really means a lot to me. So let's talk about understanding your metabolism as you age. So when you get older, your metabolism slows down. One, it's because you're getting older. You don't move as much. You don't have as much muscle on your body. You have way more body fat. You are sedentary. You don't lift weights. You eat like crap. I watch my kids a lot as they move, as they play. My kids are skinny kids and they love playing. They love going outside. They love movement. They love moving. I can't get them to sit down and eat. Can't get them at the dinner table to eat because they want to move all the time. You don't do that. You are seated. As I'm doing this podcast right now, I am seated. I am not moving. They couldn't do that because they're young. They're kids. They want to move. They want to play. My son has a hard time in school. He has ADHD as well as he's dyslexic. Two little setbacks for him, but he definitely is managing them very well. He's only 8. And for him, he's hyper, man. He wants to move. He wants to get out. He wants to play. He's a great athlete. He doesn't want to sit in the classroom. He doesn't want to sit there and learn the same things over and over and over, which I think education is great. I think it's a good discipline. But for somebody with a special need like him, he wants to get out there and move. So the dude's skinny. He's skinny. He's got a 6-pack. He always shows me his little 6-8-pack. He wants to get out there and move. He wants to be active. So his metabolism is through the roof. He can eat whatever he wants. Heck, that dude eats honey buns, which we try to limit the intake, but it's hard to get him to find things to eat. So as you get older, you eat all the crap that he eats. You eat all the things that he eats, but you don't move as much as he does. So your metabolism slows down. And when you're smaller, your metabolism is actually slower, which is kind of funny because the heavier you are, your metabolism is going to move a lot bigger because you require more energy. You require more output, right? Input and output. But plain and simple, you just don't move as much. So that's where the biggest concern is. You have to start moving. You have to start getting active. When post-surgery, I was only getting in maybe 400 steps in every day. Now I'm getting about 4,000. Pre-surgery, when I wasn't hurt, I was getting anywhere from 10K to 15,000 steps a day. So I have to adjust my intake. I have to adjust it because my metabolism isn't going to be as fast. I'm not going to be as heavy. I've lost so much muscle mass. So the importance of, as you get older, you want to make sure that you have enough muscle on your body because that's what controls your metabolism. The more muscle that you have, the more set, when you're sedentary, the more calories you're going to be burning. That's why strength training is so important. That's why you want to get in the gym and lift weights. You don't want to get on the cardio piece of equipment. You don't want to just run. Run after. Do cardio after. Strength train. Strength train as much as you can. Get as strong as you can because the more muscle you have on your body, and I'm not talking about bodybuilding. I'm talking about strength training. I'm talking about doing things that are going to make you stronger. If you want to be a bodybuilder, that's a sport. That's a whole other thing. So ladies, you're not going to get bulky. The only way you'll get bulky is if you get fat. Right? If you don't burn the fat that's on top of that muscle, so your muscles are going to grow and your fat's going to stay there. You have to burn the fat. So it's just going to slow down. You can't let it slow down. So you got to put on muscle. You need, as you get older, even if over 30, over 40, you need to be strength training. All my ladies, all my men that are over 40 years old, strength train. If you want to live a long life, healthy life, strength train. If you want to play with your kids, strength train. I guarantee in my injury, when I got hurt, the guy jumped on me, okay? He landed on me. I know now that a lot of things that I'm able to do now with my Achilles being injured, it wouldn't be possible if I wasn't strong. It really wouldn't. As much as I've had to pull myself up, as I have had to push myself up, as I've had to pull myself over, if I wasn't strong, that'd be impossible. So really, my recovery time is going to be a lot quicker than somebody that is sedentary, somebody that doesn't move, isn't strong, doesn't have a good mindset. It's going to be harder for them. It will slow down. Your metabolism will slow down as you get older. But just keep in mind, if you're building strength and you're improving that and you're eating good things, you're not going to have to worry about it. As you also get older, right, your hormones change. Women, you know this. You know that your hormones change. But they don't have to. Kate, my wife, she has incredible hormones, right? But she's strength trained most of her life. She has done a lot of strength training, a lot of activity. The women that I see that don't strength train as much, their hormones don't work as well. They don't get enough sleep. They're worriers. They're stressors. I understand that you have kids, that you have grandkids, that you're going to stress. But keep in mind, you still have to sleep. So estrogen, testosterone, cortisol, all those things play a role in weight loss. But you have to be able to manage those, right? If you're getting enough sleep, if you're eating enough protein, if you're drinking enough water, if you're stressing less, right? All those things are going to play a role in you losing weight. So I watched a video the other day. And this guy that's a specialist, I don't know his name exactly, I can't remember his name. But he was talking about how if you want to burn fat, it's when you're at rest that your body starts to burn fat and utilize fat. As soon as you start exercising, like your heart rate gets above 100 beats per minute, your body will transition to using sugar as its primary source of energy. Then it will start using muscle. It'll start breaking down muscle because that's what happens. But at rest, that muscle, if you're supplying your muscle with enough protein, it won't go away. It will stay there. And your body will start affecting and attacking the fat. Does that make sense? I hope it does. Eat protein. Log your calories, walk a lot, and your hormones will get better. Now, if you've tried everything under the sun, you've been the most consistent person on the planet, then go get yourself checked. Meet with a doctor. I have clients that do that, and it helps. But I'm going to be honest. About 80% of you don't need that. You just need to stop eating so much. You need to start strength training. You need to hire a trainer. You need to hire me. But you need to start managing those too. cortisol, insulin. When you stress or you eat too much, right, and you need to regulate the sugar, insulin is shot from your pancreas. What insulin does is it blocks every other energy source from being used as energy. Okay? So your body will not burn any fat. Your body will use sugar. It will use muscle as energy. You don't want that. That's why you want to eat things that do not spike your blood sugar as much. That's why you want to eat fruits, vegetables. I'm talking about good fruits. Go and research high glycemic index foods, okay? When you're searching, things like strawberries, blueberries, raspberries are going to be lower on the index. Things like bananas. What's another good one that's pretty high? Bananas is only coming to mind. But it's going to give you a list of fruits that are high on the glycemic index. You want to stay away from those. Watermelon is going to be low. So they're not going to spike your blood sugar very much. And that's also important too. Vegetables are never going to spike it. Protein's never going to spike it. Now, fried foods are going to spike it. So just keep that in mind. So we have to address our changes, right, in nutrients, in our dietary adjustments. As you start to eat better, as you start to transition to eating well, it takes time. It takes time. There's nothing wrong with sandwiches. Sandwiches are a great place to start. Protein bars are a great place to start. Meal supplements are a great place to start. Those are great things. Those are going to get you in the habit of making better choices. So when you go out to eat tonight and you're hanging out with your friends on a Friday, you're going to make better choices. You're going to have a grilled chicken with a salad. You're not going to have the other. You got to start logging your food so you know what calories that you're intaking. That way you can understand the value of the food if you want to lose weight. Right now I really can't eat very much because I'm going to get fat. I laugh about it, but I am, because I'm not moving as much as I used to. No matter what, a calorie is a calorie is a calorie. And if you think that you're smarter than me and you go, it's not, guess what, guys, it is. It doesn't matter. If I don't burn it off, it's going to stay. It can't just evaporate. Now, exercising after 40 is so important too, at any age, but strength training. You need to be strength training at least 3 to 4 times a week. You need to be in the gym at least 3 to 4 times a week. What I've been doing right now, and what I've always done, but especially right now, because my mind has to stay within the game because I get frustrated, is I set a timer for 30 minutes up to an hour. And that's as long as I'm going to strength train. And that's, I'm going to hit as hard as I can at my level. Same thing goes for you. So you got to stop making excuses. What can you do? Everything. As long as you checked out with your doctor say, hey, start an exercise program, hire a trainer, get started, let's go. But you got to be ready. Do things like deadlifts, squats, press, swings, hinge, all those words, core. If you want to strengthen your core, squat. If you want to strengthen your core, do step-ups. If you want to strengthen your core, do a plank. Did I say sit-ups? No. That's not how you strengthen your core. If you want to see your six-pack, you have a six-pack. It's just there's a layer of fat over it. You're going to have to start eating better. You know this. You're an adult. You know. I don't have to tell you that. If you get a chance, though, to join a spin class. I'm telling you, you start doing all this, before you know it, you're going to be smaller. You're going to be tighter. You're going to fit in those skinny jeans. Your tops are going to fit better. You're going to look better naked. All that stuff, right? That's what you want. I hope that's what you want. But you need to understand, though, your mindset and being patient. This is something that's so big for me right now, as I have to be so patient. I believe God's teaching me something through this, is patience. It really is a virtue, right? Is this something to overcome? I'm having to be so patient. The same thing goes for you in fitness. In a year, if you start today, in a year, you're going to be a different person. If you work out 3 to 4 times a week, you're going to be a different person. You are going to add value to your life, to your generations. I'm telling you, your kids are going to see it, your grandkids are going to see it, you're going to feel it, you're going to be able to play. You're going to have setbacks, but that's just part of it. And I want you to understand that there's a lot of good people to follow on Instagram, on Facebook. Find good people that are motivating, people that are real, people that have kids, people that have been through it, people that have failed, people that don't just want your money, people that truly help. They don't have to take off their clothes to be special, right? You don't have to see that. The best coaches are those that have lived it, that have been there, that have failed, that have done it over time and time again. I've been at this a long time. I've been different shapes, I've been different sizes. I've failed, I've succeeded. I'm hurt right now, but I can still coach. That's the type of person that you want to hire. It doesn't have to be me, it can be somebody else. But I'm telling you, motivation comes and goes. It's your habits that are going to keep you going. So you got to celebrate the small victories. You got to celebrate the things that are going to help you to stay motivated. Right now for me, I'm walking, guys. A month ago, I was not walking. I'm walking now in a boot. Yeah, it's not very fast. Yeah, it's not very cool looking, but I'm walking. I know in a month, I'm going to be walking some more. The same thing goes for you. I hope you understand that. Today, you may not be able to do a 30-minute workout. It may be 20 minutes, but guess what? In 2 months, it may be 30 minutes. In 3 months, it may be 40 minutes. You may be taking a class. You may be hanging out at the gym, and you maybe talk to somebody that's a little more knowledgeable than you, and you start working out with them. Or heck, your spouse starts to work out with you, or your kids start to, and they start seeing this, and they start seeing the value of what you're doing. You can do this after 40. You can do this before 40. You can do this in your 50s and your 60s. I hope that you understand that your mindset and the value that you bring to this by doing these things, by staying fit, eating right, taking care of your body, it's going to pay off. I don't know. We don't know when we're going to die, right? We don't know that, but why not be the healthiest, the most in shape that we possibly can until we do? That's my challenge to you today. Now, just remember, you got to eat right. You got to sleep. You got to manage your stress. You got to make sure you're walking. You got to make sure you're drinking water. Yes, you can have food in moderation, everything in moderation. But just make sure that you keep your mind right. Look at what you're doing. Look at your behaviors. Modify those, and I'm telling you, you will get results. So thank you so much for listening today. I appreciate it. Be sure to check out all the other podcast episodes. There's so many. I want you to listen to them. They're really good. I'm not tooting my horn, but they're basic. They're simple, man. If you do it, I'm the most boring, simple person you'll ever meet, but I do it consistently over time, and it has been so successful in my life. I have helped so many people. I have helped them change their mindset so they can change their lives. It's all mindset. What can you do to help you? I'm here as your cheerleader. I'm here as your coach. I'm here as your motivator, inspirer, but you can do this. Because you never know, by you changing you, by you changing what you're doing, by you increasing and challenging yourself, someone's watching you. You are an influencer. Remember that. Be sure to subscribe, like, follow Bustos Training everywhere. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you enjoy this sick beat.
See you later.